I'm Dodd Morris with Mission Network News. We updated you last week on the surge of violence in the Eastern Democratic Republic of the Congo. It's gotten so bad that MAF had to move their base to Bunia. But John Cadd, security manager with MAF, says they're not the only ones.
Because of the fighting that's going on, a lot of internally displaced people, like refugees, they're moving into Bunia.
The IDP camp in Bunia now has over 20,000 people. Cadd says MAF came alongside Congolese Christians delivering food, blankets, and aid. MAF's local pastor, Basoke, is even showing the Jesus film in the camp. At the first Jesus film showing, nearly the whole IDP camp came, and hundreds accepted Christ. Support MAF's ministry at missionnews.org. And as the new year gets rolling, President CEO Rob Myers sees exciting things on the horizon for Door International and for Deaf Ministry in general.
One exciting thing is a lot more information sharing and being aware of who's working where. There can be a better strategic planning happening in the field so we don't have a lot of overlap of ministry, but instead we recognize where the holes are and we begin to work together to fill those.
Learn how to pray for and partner with Door at missionnews.org. One new initiative develops the tools deaf believers need to excel in ministry.
This is a revolutionary push that we're doing in trying to get curriculum and get training out there in video format. Very few people have done this before in sign languages and particularly on an international basis.
To help, find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. You can join us here and on social media. Together, the Great Commission happens. Look for the links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Dodd Morris.